In the climate-ravaged year of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven, a geoengineered paradise that protects fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. Demetria Lopez heads up Pura's public relations, tirelessly promoting the city's idyllic image. But when she stumbles upon a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she is willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Reyes Sehorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
There's no better feeling than a personal win, and the State Farm Personal Price Plan can help you do just that. Talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Birds of Empire is presented by HelloFresh. Use code BIRDSFREE for free breakfast for life at HelloFresh.com/BIRDSFREE. One breakfast item per box while subscription is active.
Hello, listeners. Be advised that this show is an immersive audio experience. It may seem like sounds are coming from the sides or behind you. Listener discretion is advised, as this content is intended for adult audiences only.
Q-Code presents Birds of Empire Season 2, created by Jason Liu.
Tremor, God of Fools. A stranger granted audience to the sacred birthing ritual of the bears might inquire about the customs that welcome a new life into their fold. Why is a healer taking the child to a carefully dug hole in the earth filled with river water, they might ask? Why is that child being laid down gently into that pool until the wetness calms their crying into soft, sweet murmuring? And what, they might ask, is the mark being made upon their forehead with some concoction of soil and birth blood and holy sage? Whoever had invited the stranger to witness the miracle of new life as the people of the water celebrated might take a moment to tell them the tale of Tremor, and they might tell it like this. Tremor was an early god who spent much time wandering about his place. It was a time when gods were still finding their purpose and possessions. Newly birthed, they fought about who would wield dominion over powerful forces like death and love and water and sunlight. Whole battles were fought among divine siblings, battles that made up much of the tales which animate the understanding and ways of the bears. Yalu's dialogue with Harmon during the Battle of the Twin Rains can be cited from memory by devout followers of the River God. Lorna, the god of hate and sorrow, is said to have come to her throne by a betrayal. Heavy was the air at this time. Tremor was a minor god who did not feel like one at all. He did not long to be great or divine, and instead accepted his place as the keeper of trickery and fools. No other celestial beings cared for dominion over such fickle territory, but Tremor was glad to be anything and anywhere. He took his charge seriously and set out to do well with his lot. In these early days of the new gods, humankind lived very different lives than they do now. As the Great Mother shaped them, she instilled in their hearts and minds a knowledge of all that would befall them during their lives. She loved them so much she wanted to protect them, not wanting the sorrows or great losses to come upon them unaware. So, people of this time knew how every second of every day would unravel, as if a list of doing was simply being done. They would rise exactly when they were expected to. Each conversation they had unfolded as if they were a player in a troupe performing a part. They knew when and how they would lose parents and friends. They knew the great loves and struggles of their lives long before ever they encountered them. The great mother looked upon her creations and considered them happy as they went about their lives exactly as they expected to. They knew no other way. Trimmer sat on a small rock that jutted from the river of time and became deeply unhappy. He was angry at the great mother for making sure he had nothing so much to reign over. For how can you trick someone who knows exactly how you're going to trick them? Where are the fools if there are no mistakes among the people of the water? He never longed to be extraordinary or god of great consequence, but he was irked that his dominion was useless, and his divine siblings mocked him with wide smiles and cruel taunts. "Tremor, the fool king of no use. The only fool in all creation is Tremor himself." So went their taunting. And one day, Tremor had enough. Filled with fury and shame, he asked Memphis, the god of bows and war, to make him a blade. Memphis pitied Tremor and felt he was harmless, so fashioned a dagger from soil and blood and sage, handing it to him with a level gaze, a warning unsaid. That night, using his trickery and stealth, Tremor snuck into the heavens past the forge of stars and drape of sunlight, where he found the great mother sleeping upon a bed of thyme and roses. He whispered, "Forgive me, mother." And he plunged the dagger into her forehead. All went dark, and when he woke, he was surrounded by vines and the angry stares of his brothers and sisters. He stood as they told him what destruction his deed had wrought. The great mother lived still as she was life itself, but nothing would ever be the same. His act had caused a great forgetting. Humankind no longer had any idea what was to happen. They had lost the knowledge of their lives and deeds to come. The future was shrouded forever. For destroying their sacred gift, Tremor was banished into the Vale of All Souls, where old life goes to become new life, a place outside of the celestial kingdom, and where he became very sad until one day the great mother came to visit him. Sitting softly by his side, she bade him lay his head on her lap, which he did, and he wept, begging mercy from the Creator that he might return to be among gods and people. She stroked his forehead, the spot where he had thrust in his blade, and told him that with his act, something wonderful had been born. Something new that gave the people of the water a feeling they had never known. In taking their knowledge of the future away, Tremor had given them a gift. The gift of surprise. Everything that befell them now was new. Each love and loss was felt with an importance and wonder that gave their lives purpose. It moved them into each day wondering how life might unfold. And in this, they found meaning. From this, a new feeling was born. Joy. Tremor could hardly believe it. He asked how he might atone for his betrayal against the great mother, and she asked but one thing: that he watch over each newborn child, making sure to grant them the gift of surprise, to ensure that they forget all that is to come of them, so that each new thing will be felt fresh. He nodded and was glad to be forgiven, elevated to purpose. So this, the stranger would hear, It's why the bears mark a newborn with soil, blood, and sage. They call it the mark of tremor. Once made, a grandmother or trusted elder will invoke and incite the god of trickery and fools with a whispered prayer. Holy tremor, god of forgetting, take knowing from the brow of this new soul that they might revel in the joy of life's water. And in that moment, it's believed that the child forgets everything that they knew about what lay in store for their lives. Each deed will arrive as a surprise, each moment a gift. It is also said that some children are resistant to the mark of tremor, and in spite of it, retain the memories of their path ahead. Strong souls drawn into holy paths of celestial deeds, they still retain flashes of their journey ahead, visited by memories of the things that will be. They call them shamans, holders of the lantern, seers of things unseen. But as a stranger, you would never know any of this, unless, of course, you were told by someone who did not forget.
Birds of Empire stars Gwendolyn Briley Strand as the Keeper. Written and directed by Jason Liu. Executive produced by Jason Liu, Rob Herding, David Henning, and Shen Yin Hiu. Producer Lawrence Zanelli. Co-producer Nick Shanks. Edited and mixed by Will Tendy. Original score and composition by Darren Johnson. Music editor Will Tendy. Supervising sound effects editor and sound designer Randy Torres. Audio engineering by Sarah Ma. Assistant engineer Alex Chuck. Casting director Chrissy Fiorelli. Script supervisor JC Hines. Production legal Christina Bulbrook and Lindsay Keel. Production accounting Pin Chen Liu. This podcast was recorded under a SAG-AFTRA collective bargaining agreement. Birds of Empire is a Q Code production. Sound recording copyright 2023 by Q Code Media Inc.
Birds of Empire is presented by HelloFresh. Use code BIRDSFREE for free breakfast for life at HelloFresh.com/BIRDSFREE. One breakfast item per box while subscription is active.
Get ready for Tangents with Tyler and Todd, a brand new podcast that will be the newest addition to your weekly routine. Hi, I'm Tyler.
And I'm Todd, and we're your hosts, ready to dive in headfirst as we explore life's biggest questions. We were kind of caught up in other people's goals of what's normal.
And not for a moment did we let up the gas enough to think, what do we want? While giving ourselves permission to go completely off the rails. I don't think that dildo is, you can make it an adjective.
Dildoing?
Yeah.
Did I do that or did they?
It's giving comedy show with a sprinkle of soul searching on top. Premiering October 18th, Tangents with Tyler and Todd is your new go-to podcast that will make you laugh, cry, and question everything.
With new episodes every Wednesday, get ready to laugh, learn, and grow with us every week. Tangents is coming and you won't want to miss this.
Mark your calendars for October 18th and subscribe to Tangents with Tyler and Todd wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Everyone needs a break from the real world. That's why we played games as kids, and that's why we should play games as adults. I'm Troy Lavallee.
And I'm Joe O'Brien. And back in 2015, we started a podcast called The Glass Cannon Podcast, a show made up of comedians and actors playing a fantasy role-playing game.
And now is the perfect time to start listening because we just started a brand new story.
It's basically Lord of the Rings meets Game of Thrones meets X-Files.
Search for The Glass Cannon Podcast on your podcast app of choice. Hey, life is hard, so come play pretend with us.